Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Grace reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Hall moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Caulfield moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caulfield takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Glenn McQuillan. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Lou Finney. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to third. Shirley moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace scores. Shirley scores. Locatello moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locatello scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Russ Christopher now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-3 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-2 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Helf for a passed ball. Chapman moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jake Caulfield. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Russ Derry pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace. throws the ball into Christman, who tags Derry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vallow scores. One out. It's 4-3, Browns. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-4 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Suter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.